Ottawa's alternative rock, live at 8.5. Take cover from Ottawa's Dre. Joining us on the phone, Andre from the band Dre and his mom, Rhonda, because they are talking about some surgery that Andre is going to have tomorrow. And we talked to him, what, about a month ago. Good morning, Andre. Good morning, Rhonda.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Things have kind of changed since the last time we talked to you, Andre. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, so initially, going through this process, my dad was supposed to be my donor, but we found out kind of last minute that he wasn't able to do so. So it kind of was a pretty serious speed bump. But my mom, being the powerhouse that she is, jumped into action and kind of expedited the process. And now here we are. This is definitely not a process that normally takes a month or two. Some people are waiting 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years for a kidney. So we're very, very grateful that it's taken the short amount of time that it has.
Yeah, so your mom is your match.
Exactly, yeah.
That's amazing.
Hi, Rhonda. So what have the doctors told you is going to happen now? Like, how will your life change after you have donated the kidney?
Well, I'll have one kidney. I'll have to look for things like if I'm predisposed to diabetes, I have to be more careful. I can't do any impact sports, not that I do anymore anyway.
Right.
I'll have to be monitored on a regular basis. But you know what they say? The average person can live with one kidney.
You can
easily live with one kidney.
Well, that's amazing.
When is surgery?
Thursday morning.
Thursday, this week.
Yes, it's pretty fast.
A couple days. So what has the lead up been to that? We're at Tuesday now. So how does it work for a transplant surgery?
Well, I go this morning to have the COVID test. That'll be lots of fun.
Okay, that's a 2020 thing. Yeah, that's a new addition.
And Andre goes in tomorrow morning. He actually goes into the hospital the day early, and they'll do his COVID test and then some other things for him. They actually have to start anti-rejection medications a day early on the recipient to ensure that the kidney is not, that the body doesn't try to reject the kidney right away.
Right.
It's 11:85 morning startup. We're talking to Andre from the band Dre and his mom, Rhonda. She is his kidney donor, but originally his dad was supposed to be his donor. Rhonda, I'm a parent, and I can only imagine, you know, I know you want to do the best thing for your kid. Was there something in the past that Andre did that made his dad the first possible choice where you were sort of waiting by the wayside?
It wasn't anything Andre did. When they start the process, we actually both started the process at the same time in January.
Okay.
And they tested us both side by side kind of thing. And then between the two of us, they thought that my husband would be the better donor.
Okay.
The kidney would be the better. So then they stopped the process with me and went on with him.
Ah.
And it was only when they determined that there was something that precluded him from donating that we then picked up the process where we'd left off. That's why it didn't take as long, but still where we left off. And it's taken a month to finish everything else. And it was a battery of tests.
Wow. Was there one test specifically that stood out that you think, I don't ever want to do that test again?
Well, yeah, they do one test or they actually have to confirm your kidney function.
Okay.
And it's funny, it's not that difficult. It's 4 hours, but they leave a line in your arm for 4 hours and you go back and forth and they take blood on a regular basis. They put some radioisotopes in your arm and then they watch to see how quickly, basically, that it clears.
Wow.
So I had a line stuck in my arm for 4 hours. Not much fun.
Oh, man. But that this will all be worth it, right, Rhonda, in the end?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Dre, even though all this is going on, you still have new music, a new song coming out in January. Is it about kidneys?
No, not quite. You'd think that this would hinder the process, but it's actually kind of, coupled with the pandemic, it's kind of given me more time to work on everything and work with Matt on getting some new tunes ready. So yeah, we've got a new single coming out towards the end of January, and that's going to precede a full-length album that we're working on for next spring. Thankfully, I've got, 2 to 3 months of recovery where I'm not going to be doing much of anything else, so kind of work on some music again.
Yeah.
You've had time because you've been in dialysis for a while?
Yeah, so I started the dialysis process back in August.
Yeah,
that's a whole lot of sitting around doing nothing. So
how many hours a day is that?
It's 3 times a week, 4 hours each time.
Yeah, that's a lot of time to be writing some new music.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of time to sit around and do a lot of thinking and a lot of writing. So
we just have one more question we want to ask your mom, Dre. It's about our question of the day.
Yeah. I'm right here.
So, Rhonda, it is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. Now, we know that Andre is a talented singer, performer, songwriter, but does he have a secret talent is what we want to know.
Yeah, he's a negotiator.
Oh.
His favorite saying is, Mom, I have a proposition for you. And I always tell people, if you hear Andre say, I have a proposition for you, run in the opposite direction because it's always going to go in his favor.
Okay, funny. Does this start like when he was negotiating cookies?
Oh, yeah, when he was very young. And he would do it with his brother. If he had spent his money and his brother still had money, he'd say, Marcel, I have a proposition for you. We can go and buy such and such. And it's like, you don't have the money to buy such and such, but he does.
A negotiator. Yeah.
He's a negotiator. Yeah.
Well, that's why he's a band leader now.
Well, no,
I guess,
that's how he negotiates.
Yeah, the business part of it, he's all over that because he's yeah.
Last time he was telling us about the studio he got built in his old room at your house just this year. So, yeah, he's still at it.
Actually, believe it or not, that one was our idea because they spend a heck of a lot of money just for practice space.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's nice.
I may regret that later. No, I'm just kidding.
Number one mom on the phone right now.
And his dad, too.
Andre, does your mom have a secret talent?
She's very good at textiles with like fabrics. But I think her number one secret talent, it's not so secret, is that she manages her children.
Yeah.
Better than about anybody I know.
Yeah. And she has a magical kidney.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Hidden talent is hidden in the kidney.
Yeah. Well, Andrew says his hidden talent is beatboxing. And we were wondering if he was beatboxing, if you could do a bit of a freestyle right now. Let's just see.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to start in 3, 2.
I haven't done this in like 10 years.
He claims he can do this. So okay. We're going to see. Okay.
All right. You can hear me clearly?
Yep.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Sleep walking through the killing floor. Can you tell me what you're living for? Oh, you don't like me, I'm a struck a chord. If you think I'm in my feelings, you've been ill-informed. Papa Roacher is the last resort. Get up, down the alarm, I'm wide awake and bored. Look, it's getting harder just to stay the course. It's always those who got the most to tell me less is more.
Wow, okay. That was awesome. And that's how we wrap up an interview.
It's the Live at 8:05 Morning Startup. Thank you so much, Andre, from the band Dre, for joining us. Of course, your mom, Rhonda, as well. We're wishing you all the best in the
Keep
coming
us updated.
Days.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.